suppose in a couple of days a wound gets real sore, what do you call that flesh
that's...
What do you call the flesh that's around it?
Oh. First around, I call it corruption. When you squeeze that pulse come out, it's infested. It's a sore infested. And it'd be...
Do you ever call that proud flesh?
A what?
Did you ever hear that called proud flesh?
Proud flesh?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Proud flesh.
Yeah, I have.
Have you?
I've heard of it, but I didn't know it. Haven't heard it applied to folks.
I see.
I've seen it on horses and things, had them with that while you worked them, and the old bands across the back. It's hot. And sores would be on the back. And I got remedies to cure them.
I
was fresh, but I didn't know them folks. I didn't know it would get like that. You see that sore, you dock it and dock it, and there's still some more little flesh go around that look like it won't purify it, look like it look well, and then come out again proud fresh. I've had that, but I've experienced on it on
horses.
On horses. And I've learned how to get it out of there on horses. I don't know about folks. This old stick blue and you dust it out on it and it don't come back no more. You keep it up, wash it off and put that stuff on it. It'll heal the horses back up and hide come on it. Eat that out. And folks, I don't know about that.
What would you put on a cut yourself on your arm? Would you put any medicine on it?
Well, it's just an ordinary cut. I'd just put something to take the soreness out of it, I didn't think, but if it bled pretty much, I'd get to a doctor, let him treat it.
Do you ever use anything at home here?
Oh, just little scratches, turpentine.
Yes. Turpentine.
Little scratches or some kind of sad, but anything. I've had artery right there. I've been cut there with a cross cut saw. And the blood shot further from here in the corner of that house. I could hear it rattling in the leaves. I could hear better than the kid that was sawing logs over in the woods. And a little stick got under the saw and I reached in there to get it out. And the stick broke and saw good and sharp, hit the tooth, hit there and cut an artery in two. And it blew it just about the size of a lead and a pencil or stream, just streaked out that way. And I liked about that much, getting a big cut off. My partner sawed it off. It went to the next cut. They had them marked off. Log was that high. Or higher than that, because we had to have steps to get up to reach the top to pull the old saw. It was going around, move the saw on down, and I got there the lady, the measure thing bound and pulled up and he's on the other side and he heard the thing. He said, "What's the matter?" I said, "You done run." I said, "What?" And I heard something say, "Man, you done cut, you done run yourself." I said, "What is it?" He said, "Look at your arm." And I hear it round, I was just falling up and I could hear it hitting back in the dry leaves. He said, "You just got to stop." He went to trimming doing, and I had a big old sack. I told him, "Just tie it up." So he tied right across there. And I had to come and go to the doctor to get him, you know, and he pulled those out. I could see each end of them. Pulled them out, told him, I thought, he said, "Oh, you can't break them." So that's reading it. The doctor told me if you ever get a cut or anything, it bleeds right from out, get above it and get you a rope or something and tie it and put your stick in there. You can't tie it tight enough. And just twist it over that stick in there and hold it into that stick and let it swell and come up over and you won't bleed to death.
That's good to know. Could you tell me some of the common diseases that you had when you were young?
I ain't never had nothing but what they call, I had riding on fingers, things like that.